You're listening to 89.1 Grace Christian Radio. Coming up next is Sunday, August 13th, Church Surface, with a message from Pastor Ripley.
Good morning, everybody. I don't know about the rest of you, but I watch maybe too much news. And I just asked God for a word, and the word he gave me was praise. So 1 Chronicles 16:31 through 36. Let heaven rejoice, let the earth be glad. Let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Let the trees of the forest ring, sing. Let them sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Cry out, save us, God our Savior. Gather us and deliver us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Then the people said, amen, and praise the Lord. What the power of praise can do. Praise gets our focus off ourselves and back on God. Praise brings us back to a place of humility. Praise makes the enemy flee. Praise leaves no room for complaining and negativity. Praise makes room for God's blessing over our lives. Praise invites his presence. Our spirits are refreshed and renewed in his presence, and it paves the way for God's power to be displayed and miracles to happen. So let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for each and every individual here. And we all have needs, Lord, but let us look to you and praise you in everything that we do. We thank you for where we live. We could have grown up anywhere in this world, and we just thank you for such a beautiful place. And we pray for those that are in the middle of war, those that are in the middle of famine. We pray for those that are on the streets, those that are hungry and homeless. And Lord, help us to help others. Help us to reach out as a community. May your spirit be over this valley. May we just feel your presence. We pray for those that are sick. We pray for Russ and Warren and John, Lord. We pray for complete healing with each one of them. And we just thank you for our pastor, and we just pray that you give him the words today and let him speak through you. And thank you for the worship team leading us into worship and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
How many can remember when you were a child? Really? You can remember? Let me see those hands again. How many can remember when you were a child? Okay, some can look back and it's not that far.
Not that long ago, when you were a child
and your parents were telling you what to do. And how many loved, obeying your parents? Can I see your hand? How many just loved obeying your parents? Okay, well, not every hand has gone up this morning. If you have your Bibles today, let's go to John chapter 16. And we're going to continue on with the theme, the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Now, we had probably the largest altar service that this church has ever experienced last Sunday. So many people at the altar, down the aisles. And the Lord was ministering by His Holy Spirit. And friends, if there's ever been a time that we need more of the Spirit of God in our lives, it's today. Can somebody say amen? Amen. We need the Spirit of God in our lives, and not just on Sunday. Not just on Sunday. Can I say it again? Not just on Sunday, amen, but every day of the week. Amen. And let me just say something else while you're awake. When God starts moving, and when he does move, it doesn't have to be just inside the building. Hello? It doesn't just have to be inside the building. God can move anywhere at any time. I know we're in August. It's the sleepy days, the dog days of summer. I don't know why they call it the dog days of summer. Maybe it's because when you look at your dog, he's always sleeping. But God is not limited to a church building. That's what I want to say this morning. God is not limited to a church building when he begins to move. When he decides to pour out his spirit, it may not just be on Sunday morning. God can do unusual, amazing things even during the week. Even during the week. Even during the week. Even during the week. Thank you. Father, I just pray today, Lord, as we go over this message, that the Holy Spirit will speak and minister to everyone that's entered into this building today. That you would minister to us, show us things, reveal things to us. And Lord, we're dependent on the Spirit of God. We're relying on the Holy Spirit to show us what is important to know in this hour of time. And I'm going to ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I know this is what we refer to as a Pentecostal church. And sometimes people are afraid to come to a Pentecostal church because they've heard things. Strange phenomena. Hello? Maybe they'll come in some Sunday morning and they'll see someone hanging from the chandelier. No, I'm serious. They'll see someone hanging and shouting, but they're hanging from the chandelier. Maybe they'll come one Sunday and someone will be rolling up the aisle, although they would have to be fairly short in order to do that. Some people are afraid of what God might do when they really open their hearts to the Holy Spirit. They're afraid. Now, I've never been in that category. Even from a child, I was very open to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit at 13. And I can remember it. I've shared it from this pulpit many times, that it was an old-fashioned camp meeting that we used to have in Truro, Nova Scotia, for all the Pentecostal churches in the Maritimes. And we would always gather there in the summertime. My dad would take his trailer, and we would park it and camp along with so many other believers. And we would be there, and I remember it so vividly, because we would have these, what is referred to as old-fashioned camp meetings. How many know what I'm talking about? Old-fashioned camp meetings. And I remember it specifically that they brought in this evangelist. I have to say he was very short. You could barely see him above the pulpit. But he was fiery. He was fiery. And he preached on the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And when he finished preaching, he asked everyone or anyone who wanted to receive to come forward. And I was 13 years old. I remember it. I came forward. I was at the front of the pack at the altar, and I remember my dad, bless his heart, laying his hands upon me as a child, as a teenager, 13 years old. He laid his hands upon me, and I felt like electricity. I'm serious, I'm not making this up. I felt like electricity going through his arm to his hand and touching me, and immediately I began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. That was at 13 years old. Now, you know, I have to tell you this morning that when you're 13, it's hard to fake it. How many know what I'm talking about? It was the real, genuine thing. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. It was the real, genuine experience from God Almighty. And I never stopped speaking in tongues since then. 13 years old. So God can do some very unusual things at some interesting times in our lives if we open ourselves up to the Holy Spirit. But there's nothing to be afraid of, because he's not going to force himself upon you. He will never force himself upon you. I don't know why I'm saying all this, but the Spirit of God is just telling me to say it. And I think it's important for us to know that. That when we come around the altar, whenever that is, and we let the Holy Spirit do his work, he is never going to force himself upon us. He works with us to see exactly what we're open to receive. Let's get to the word. Verse 5. But now I go away to him who sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. When you have the Holy Spirit, you have an advantage. Hello? I don't think we understand that fully or completely this morning. That when we have the Holy Spirit, we have a divine advantage every single day of our lives. No matter what we face, no matter what we go through, no matter what happens in our lives, with the Holy Spirit, we have an advantage. The devil says, you know, I'm stronger than you are, but that's not true. Greater is he that is within me than he that is within the world. Whatever we come up against in our personal lives, if we are saved, if we're born again, we have the Spirit of God within us, we have an advantage. The Bible says here, but if I depart, I will send him to you, the Spirit of God. Let's go to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. And I want to share for a few moments this morning on the Holy Spirit, our teacher. The Bible says in John chapter 14, verse 25, these things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But again, he mentions this. Jesus talks about it. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit. And I want you to think about what you're facing today. I want you to, for a moment, to think about what you are facing in your personal life. What is coming against you? What is coming to destroy you? You need the help of the Holy Spirit. You can't do it on your own. The Bible says here, the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. Notice what it says here. Look at it. If you have your Bible open, it says, He will teach you all things. I want to say that again. The Holy Spirit is available to you to teach you all things. Now, I want to just pause for a moment. And I want you to think about those two words. All things. The Spirit of God is available to teach you all things. You say, well, I don't need him on everything. Did you know the Holy Spirit can give you insight into things that you're doing even on a daily basis? Every task that you are called to do, the Spirit of the living God can give you divine insight in a way that you can do it to bring glory and honor to God. See, what are you looking at? God is here to show us. We try to wrestle with things that we don't need to. If we'll just depend on the Spirit of God, He can give us insight, yes, in your car, in your business, how to take care of your children, how to raise them, how to help them when they get adults. The Spirit of God can give you insight into all things. How many here have ever had a problem? Can I see your hand? No, I'm serious. How many here have ever had a problem? How many here have had a problem and have never had a solution? Come on, and you don't have a solution. Or at the time of the problem, you did not have a solution. Did you know that the Spirit of God is available to give you insight so that you can have the solution that you need to face the problem that you are currently working with? That's how powerful the Spirit of God is. Look what it says here. He will teach you all things. And I like the next part of this verse because as you get older, you forget stuff. Have you ever forgotten your keys and they're in your left hand? I forgot my keys in Brother Gary's truck yesterday. He had to drive all the way back to give them to me. And you know, I hadn't even known they were lost yet. How many know that as you get older, sometimes you forget a lot of things? Turn to the person beside you. Do you know who they are? And we read the Bible and we wonder, what good is it to read the Bible? I can't even remember what I just read. I can't even remember what I read yesterday or studied yesterday. I can't even remember what Pastor Ripley preached on last week. Sometimes I forget what I preached on last week. And that's why the next part of this verse is so important. The Bible says, and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. I'm not depending on my brain to be effective enough to remember all things. I am relying on the Holy Spirit to bring to my remembrance the words and the scriptures that I need in that moment that I need them. Hallelujah. So you're reading, and the devil's saying, you're not retaining anything. Why do you even bother? You know that's a lie from Satan. Can I say it again? That is a lie from Satan himself. Because you know what? I'm not, and you're not, we're not depending on this brain to retain everything. I am depending on the Holy Spirit that knows all things, that can bring to my remembrance that verse that I need in that situation. Some people stop reading their Bibles because they say, you know, this is not helping me at all. But friends, you are allowing the seed of God's word to enter into your spirit. And if you will allow it to remain there and meditate upon it and keep reading your Bible, God will bring to remembrance what you need at that moment. How many have found that to be true? Can I see your hand? How many have found that to be true? The Bible says, He will bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. What is God saying? That's why, you know what? The best thing you can do is to pray and read your Bible. To let the Word of God absorb into you. Let's go to another verse today. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We're going to go a little deeper. We're going to go a little deeper this morning. Now, I'm not going to read all of chapter 2. I would recommend at your convenience that you read 1 Corinthians chapter 2, all of it. I'm going to insert myself into verse number 12. Verse number 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Think about it this morning. All the things that God has for us, all the things that God wants to reveal to us, like I said last week, there are so many treasures in the heart of God that He wants to show you, He wants to reveal to you. You know why Christianity becomes boring to some people? It's because they haven't tasted and seen that the Lord is good. They have not tasted and seen that the Lord is good. They have not brought up those treasures that God has for them. Hallelujah. Those divine revelations that change your way of life. Look what it says in verse 13. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches. Look at the next part of that verse. But which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. What does that mean? Let me read it from the New Living Translation. When we tell you these things, we do not use words that come from human wisdom. Instead, we speak words given to us by the Spirit, using the Spirit's words to explain spiritual truths. What is that? What does that mean? Read it again. What does that mean? God is not after filling your mind. He's after changing your heart and engrafting His word into your spirit. You know, I think that's the problem in the church today, is we have a lot of head knowledge, but we have very little heart and spirit knowledge. Someone has said, I don't know if you've ever heard this term, it's better caught than taught. How many of you have ever heard that before? Okay, only two people. It's better caught than taught. What that means is, it's better to receive it and to discern it and to apply it and to let it be part of you than to just hear knowledge and it's just in the head. Because head knowledge doesn't change you. It's heart knowledge that changes you. It's that which God reveals to you by the Spirit of the living God, that truth that you now know without a shadow of a doubt is true. We speak words given to us by the Spirit, using the Spirit's words to explain spiritual truths. The unveiling of something that is hard to understand, but all of a sudden the light comes on and you perceive it. You know, it's like, I don't know if this has ever happened to you. How many have read the Bible all the way through? Have you ever read something 100 times and it's like nothing? And all of a sudden you read it the 101st time and all of a sudden it seems that the Holy Spirit begins to illuminate that truth. He begins to bring that truth out from the pages of the Scriptures. And now it's not just something that you remember, it's something that you've had an experience with. Hello? That's what I'm after. I'm not after just reading it. I want God to illuminate the Scriptures to me. Take those truths that are lying on the pages of this book and bring them to life by the Holy Spirit. That's what God wants to do in our lives. And you know what? Ooh, glory. You know what? When God begins to do that, that becomes something that we talk about to other believers. Did you know what God showed me in the Word today as I was praying and I was calling out to God? The Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, showed me something from the Scriptures. He revealed something to me, and I'm so excited about it. That's what God's after. That's what we're after. Those truths that the Spirit of God, the teacher, begins to reveal to us even on a daily basis. The Bible says, but the natural man, verse 14, does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. The carnal believer does not perceive or understand the depths of all that God wants to show. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. Same thing, if you try to explain something to an unbeliever, something that God has shown you, you get the glassy-eyed stare. Like, what are you talking about? There's just no way in the world that they can understand what God is showing you, what He is revealing to you, what the Scriptures are saying. They can't perceive it because they're natural. They're not living in the spiritual realm. For they are foolishness to Him. Nor can He know them because they are spiritually discerned. But He who is spiritual judges all things, yet He Himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that He may instruct him? You ever try telling God what to do? Or telling God that you have a better plan than He has for your life? Have you ever tried that? Or argued with God, trying to outwit Him? It's impossible. But we have the mind of Christ. Friends, that's what we're after, the mind of God. Whatever we're doing, whatever plans that we have, whatever direction that we take in life, we want to know the mind of God. Hello? We want the mind of God, not what people say, not what we think is the right thing to do. But in the midst of everything, we want to discover the mind of God for the direction that we take in life. Every decision that we make, we need the mind of God. Can somebody say amen this morning? We need the mind of God. You know, there's a story in the Old Testament where Israel was blessing two of his sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, and he was old and he couldn't see very well, Jacob or Israel, and he reached out to bless them, and he blessed the younger first rather than the older. And Joseph tried to move his hand and said, "No, Lord, it's supposed to be the older first, then the younger." And Israel said, "No, that's not what the Lord has chosen." He said the younger is going to be blessed more than the older, and the older is going to serve the younger. And you know, when I read that, I thought to myself, you know what? We make so many plans. We make so many decisions based on tradition or the way we've always done it or how it should be done, you know, the way we've always done it. But, you know, sometimes God likes to mix things up and do it His way. Hello? I told the story yesterday of an incident that happened near Portland. And I want to share it again for those who were not there Friday at the corn roast. A member of the church where my daughter is going was traveling on the highway, and he was going to a prayer meeting, and behind him was a car weaving in and out, burping the horn. Horn, burping the horn. And the guy didn't know what to think. I mean, you know, when you live in Portland and someone starts burping the horn behind you, you kind of wonder, you know, what kind of madman is this? But she didn't give up. He looked behind her, behind him, and he saw it was a woman in the car. And she kept putting on the horn, putting on the horn, putting on the horn. And finally he said, "Well, I guess I'll just pull over." So he went to the nearest exit. He went to his own business because he didn't know what was going to happen. And the woman followed. And she got out of the car. He got out of the car. And you know what she said to him? She said to him, "I need help. I need help. My life is a mess and I don't know what to do. And he said, you know where I'm going? I'm going to a prayer meeting. God was able to use that strange situation to bring that woman closer to God. Can you imagine the amazing things that God can do in such strange ways? We've put God in a box. And we've said, God, if you're going to work, it has to be this way. And God says, no, I can do some amazing things if you'll let the Holy Spirit teach you and lead you and guide you. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not suggesting that it's always going to happen that way. Sometimes people think you're driving too slow and you need to speed up. But in this case, it was the work of the Holy Spirit that brought that woman closer to God. Of all the people that she could have been on the horn trying to get their attention, I mean, it could have been a madman, it could have been a rapist, it could have been anyone, a murderer, but instead, it was somebody that was going to a prayer meeting. Come on, somebody. That's how powerful God is. I can tell you more stories of what God is able to do when we allow Him to teach us and to show us the way. The Bible says, let's go to one more verse. John chapter 2. I'm getting a call. Don't want a call right now. And I want to close. John chapter 2, verse 36. These things I have written to you. 1 John chapter 2, verse 26, sorry. These things I have written to you concerning those who try to deceive you. Do you know that Satan is trying to deceive us, even on a daily basis? How many have ever felt that Satan was trying to deceive you, get you on the wrong path, trying to direct your footsteps in the way that he wants? But look at verse 27. But the anointing which you have received from him. Someone says, give me the anointing. You know what? You already have the anointing. Isn't that what the Bible says here? We're praying for something that we already possess. Hallelujah. We just need to release it. Look, isn't that what it says here? But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you. Can I say something this morning about you? Not about the person beside you, but about you. You're blessed. I said you're blessed. I said you're blessed. You're the property of God Almighty. Hallelujah. You're a child of the King. You're blessed. Now, sometimes we don't feel blessed. But that doesn't mean that we're not blessed. We pray for things, and I've been guilty of this myself. We pray for things that we already possess. Isn't that true? We are praying for something that God has already given to us. Isn't that what the Bible says here? But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you. And you do not need that anyone teach you. I can just do it on my own now. That's not what it's saying. What it's saying is that unless I get up and speak by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, it's not going to profit you. Whatever someone says to you, another believer, has got to come from the Holy Spirit. In other words, it will not benefit you if it doesn't come or originate by the Spirit of God. But as that same anointing teaches you, trying to calm down, just as I come to the end of this sermon. Did you know the Spirit of God is endeavoring to teach us 24/7, 7 days a week? Did you know that I've woken up in the middle of the night and the Spirit of God was present to teach me, to show me the meaning of a scripture, to reveal truth to me? It can happen at night. It can happen in the morning. It can happen while you're driving your car, while you're sitting at the hospital waiting to give blood. It can happen anywhere. Just before an operation, the Spirit of God can begin to teach you something. Hallelujah! You say, what does all that mean, Pastor? It means that we get in an anticipation mode that at any moment, as I'm sensitive to the Holy Spirit, he can begin to show me something and reveal something to me that can change my circumstances and can change how I'm living my life. I can take a turn, not for the worse, but by the Holy Spirit, a turn for the better that's going to change me and transform me. Hallelujah. Teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie. And just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. You're walking down the street, and you got a problem. And you're saying, Lord, I'm depending on the Holy Spirit to show me how to deal with this situation and circumstance. How many know we make mistakes? We make mistakes and we trip up and we fall down. God picks us up, dusts us off, and says, keep going. But there is an eternal truth in the heart of God that he can reveal to you that can change your situation, somebody else's situation, your family's circumstance, your extended family. There's something that God can unlock and open the door and allow you to go in and experience the fullness of all that God has for you. Hallelujah. That can absolutely triple what God is currently doing in your life. This is where we need to let the Holy Spirit be our teacher. And friends, as I come to the end of this message, we need to invite the Holy Spirit to be our teacher this morning in the name of Jesus. We need to let the Spirit of God lead us and guide us and direct us in the name of Jesus. How many want to do that this morning? Can I see your hand? How many want to do that this morning? We have to let God show us the truth that will unlock the door. It opens and you walk in and you begin to see things differently in the name of Jesus. Friends, that's what changes your relationship with the Lord. That's what begins to make things exciting when God begins to unveil those truths and he begins to show you things that you've never seen before. That's what God wants to do this morning in each and every life here. Will you bow in prayer with me? Thank you, Lord. Father, we just thank you and praise you. We thank you and praise you this morning for all that you're doing in our lives. Lord, I pray right now. I pray right now for the help of the Holy Spirit. Father, I pray right now for the help of the Holy Spirit in every situation and in every circumstance of my life and the lives of the people that are here this morning. Lord, I humbly ask for the help of the Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God, Father, let your Spirit be our teacher this very day. Father, I pray that you would just open up the doors of divine revelation to us. Lord, I just pray this morning that something supernatural would happen in our lives, whether it's in the morning, whether it's at night, whether it's at noontime. Lord, we anticipate the working of the Holy Spirit in our lives. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for tuning in and listening. Please join us next Sunday at Grace Christian Fellowship. We'd love to see you.